Now, obviously, when people, like, even if you study history or even you watch certain documentaries, they'll often talk about Christians in ancient history. But then really, when you dig deep, you actually realize they're actually referring to Catholics. It's like, whoa, they say Christian, but they're not even Christians. They're Catholics. And then if you go further than that, they'll say Protestants. And they'll refer to us as Protestants. Well, we're not Protestants. Protestants are those who protested the Catholic Church. They came out of the Catholic Church. We do not come from the Catholic Church. You say, where do we come from? We come from the Bible. We find our foundation, our beliefs, grounded in the Word of God. Now, let's talk about its origins, okay? Because people will say, well, you know, we are the true church. The Catholics will say, we're the true church. We come from Jesus and the apostles. Well, that's funny, first and foremost, because of the fact that they don't call themselves originally a Christian church. They call themselves a Catholic church. And the word Catholic is not found in the Bible. Now, let's go a little deeper into that. They call themselves the what? Roman Catholic Church. Why don't you call yourself the Antioch Catholic Church? You know, where they were first called Christians? Or how about just Jesus Christ Catholic Church? Why do they have to call themselves Roman Catholic Church? Well, let me tell you why, because that's where it comes from. You know, we're Faithful Word Baptist Church of El Monte. This is where we come from, right? Well, there's a reason why they put Roman in front of Catholic Church. That's where they originate from. You say, oh, how do you know that? You know, I think they came from, you know, the New Testament, the Gospels with Jesus Christ and the apostles. Well, here's the thing. This religion had its inception, its beginning in AD 313. With who? With Roman Emperor Constantine. Not with Jesus. With Constantine. Now, Emperor Constantine, with the Edict of Milan, merged Christianity with Romanism in an attempt to basically rescue the Roman Empire and to unite it once again. He wanted to use Christianity to unite the Roman Empire while it was in its decline, okay? And unfortunately, it became a mixture of apostate Christians and Romanism.